Parshas Lech Lecha begins the story of Avraham Avinu. I just want to go through a very interesting Rambam as an introduction. The Rambam brings in the beginning of Hilchos Avodah Zarah, Perek Aleph, he describes how the world spiraled out of control, how the world who began with Adam HaRishon, how did it reach stages where people obeyed Avodah Zarah, what went wrong. And he describes that it was actually small steps that confused people. There were small elements that grew one on top of the other, and eventually you reached Avodah Zarah. And he describes how people started serving the sun and the moon as servants of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore Kol Shekhinah HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and then he got confused with the sun and moon itself. And then he carried on and said, until Avraham Avinu came along. And he says, Aviv, Imoy, V'cholaom, everyone served Avodah Zarah. And he told them it all made a mistake, and then he went to Choron and described the whole story. They're very, very interesting. Have a look in Perik Aleph of the Hilchos Avodah Zarah. So right, and he describes how Avraham Avinu was the one who'd go v'kevin shohoyah ha'amis kapsinoi v'shoyin ha'devarav. He'd go from place to place, from mlocha to mlocha. He'd go from country to country, place to place. People asked him what he was doing, and he'd explain to them and describe to them the derech ha'emes ashnis kapsu elov alofim v'ravavos. Thousands and tens of thousands of people. He had huge rallies. Yeah, behem anshe Beis Avraham, and that's what he called the families of Beis Avraham. And then he said, "V'shosav b'libam ha'ikah ha'godla hazeh." He implanted upon them the basic fundamentals of the Yiddishkeit, and that he taught eventually. V'yeshiv Yitzchok, and Yitzchok did the same thing. Yaakov did the same thing, and he describes who Avraham Avinu was. So the Rambam says there are other great people in history who also were the Ribbono Shel Olam. They also were aware of the rights and the wrongs. For example, Shem and Eva, and Noach. What happened to them? They had the yeshiva called Shem Beva, a very famous yeshiva. It wasn't very well populated. But what happened? Why were they not the first Jew? Why were they not somebody who went and became a great person? So he said maybe people hid it from them, look in the Rambam. But the Migdal Oz and the Rambam explains the difference between Avraham Avinu and everyone else was that they had a yeshiva. They had an institution that the doors were open for people who wanted to come and learn. Mavakasha will tell you the rights and the wrongs, we'll give you the discovery seminars, and we'll give you, teach you everything. Whatever you want, we'll teach you. One-on-one, whatever you want. But Avraham Avinu didn't do that. He went along, and with the Mesiras Nefesh, he went from place to place, and he brought people in. He went along, and he, with Mesiras Nefesh, went out, seeking out trouble. Looking in areas where he was very deeply not wanted and unwelcome and thrown into a fire, he was unstoppable. Sorry?
First outreach program.
Absolutely. Avraham Avinu was the first individual who went out seeking out individuals to be makar of them. That was what defined Avraham Avinu as a first Jew. That was not the same as Shem Ve'eva, who are not like that. So the definition of somebody, according to this Rambam and according to this, is not somebody who just teaches Torah, is somebody who actively goes out and does whatever he possibly can in order to encourage the MS to be brought to people who necessarily will not have it unless he went and approached them. That is Avraham Avinu. And one would imagine his mysterious nefesh and what he did in order for this to happen. He was thrown into a furnace at a very young age. One would think that he actually reached those pinnacles easily. And we find in this parasha many, many times. I'll give you a couple of examples where the mysterious nefesh he did simply was not enough. First of all, we find that he was associated with his nephew Lot. And Lot was not a good chap, yeah, and eventually it became a situation where Avraham Avinu, his royal Lot, they had an argument, and Avraham Avinu threw Lot out. And he said, listen, wherever you want to go, I'll go the opposite, you have the choice, choose where you want to go. And what did Lot do? He chose. Where did he choose? Sodom. And he said, basically, he said, I'm not interested in the God of Avraham, and not Avraham Avinu, and he went to the lowest place of earth, he went to Sodom. Right? Terrible. That's where he ended up. So you can see who he was. But Avraham Avinu kept him close all that time. In fact, the Pasuk says, bear with me. V'Hashem Omar el Avraham, Hashem said to Avraham, Achrei he poured light to Imoy. After light separated for him, Hashem gave him this nevuah. And he says, "Saw noy nechorim in a mokim." A beautiful nevuah. Says Rashi, "Achrei he poured light. Kolzman shaharoshe Imoy hoya hadavo dibo poirish mimenu." As long as light was with him, Hakadosh Baruch Hu refused to speak to him. Once he separated from light, now Hakadosh Baruch Hu gave him a nevuah. It seems from here that Hakadosh Baruch Hu was upset with the fact that he was together with light. Oh, now Baruch Hashem, you got rid of light, and I can start speaking to you. No, the Medrash says, on the contrary, Reb Chaim Shmulevitz brings down that a Kodesh Baruch Hu said to him, "What right do you have to carve the whole world and throw out your relative? How dare you? So you sacrifice having a relationship with a Kodesh Baruch Hu, sacrifice having nevuah. It's more important to be makarav people than to have a nevuah. It's more important dealing with people who Hakadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want to be in the same area with, when you're doing the right thing, more important to be with them than having a nevuah, which is ultimately the greatest association and connection with Hakadosh Baruch Hu." And when he threw him out, Hakadosh Baruch Hu said, he was class, a lot of the Medrash says. He was angry with him. Why did you throw him out? Chaim Shlevitz brings down this week's parasha. It's a yacht site of Alter von Slabotka. He said, Renossen Svi Finkel, the old Alter von Slabotka, he never ever distance people away from him. He never threw people out. He said the biggest tragedies happened when people were thrown out. Amalek was somebody who was cast out. Yoshki was cast out. Jesus was cut. These different people were it was a terrible, terrible thing when he cast and sent somebody away. Jewish ideas and ideals are to bring people close, even if it comes. Even when it comes with enormous, enormous sacrifice. Furthermore, so you see that it's worthwhile sacrificing. That was something else. That was because the Yitzchak Avinu could not become the continuation of Avraham Avinu with Ishmael there. It doesn't have exactly. It doesn't come with under no circumstance. Avraham Avinu said, "That's it, I'm not going to kick everyone out." Hashem says, "No, the Sarah's right." In that situation, where you're destroying your future of Judaism based on this, that's not Shaiach anymore. That you can't carry on. So here we have Avraham Avinu, who is doing whatever he can for the sake of Kiruv. He sends away his light, and he got punished, and Hashem was angry with him. But it goes much further than that. Much further than that. It's brought down, but he had the whole fight with Melech Sodom. It says very clearly that Hakadosh there's this tremendous Mulchama, where Avraham Avinu was massively outnumbered, and he had Malachim came with him, and he saved him, looking at Midrashim. And the Pasuk says, and eventually, Vayomer Melech Sodom el Avraham, Melech Sodom said to Avraham, "Ten li hanefesh, give me the people, v'ruchush kachlo, take all the wealth." Why? Because you can't have a nation without people. You can have a king can't be king without people. Vayomer Avraham, "No, I make a shvuah, I'm not going to take a penny from you." Says a Medrash that Avraham Avinu Lamaisa gave over or allowed the Melech Sodom to take all the Nefesh. He allowed him to take back all those people who are captured and take it back for himself. Says a Medrash, because of that, Klal Yisrael were nigzar 210 years of Golus in Mitzrayim, because Avraham Avinu did not hold on to that Nefesh. Says the Ran, in Drosha Saran, if he would have done that, he would have got more people to become Jews. He would have got more people to be Makarim. The fact that he relinquished them to Melech Sodom, for that we've got 210 years of Golus. Ad Kan Divrei HaMedrash. Asks the Chedusha Halev, which is the Rosh Shiva, the Chofetz Chaim Rosh Shiva, Enoch Lebowitz, which are, I don't know whether you know the Shittas of Chofetz Chaim. These people are enormously, enormously involved in Kiruv. They send people in Ekvel, in the middle of, in Exville, yeah, and they build up Yiddishkeit there. They're enormous, enormous. And he writes in his Sefer and he says, what was the mistake of Avraham Avinu? Here he had an opportunity to say, no, I'm coming to negotiate the table here. I have the strong. I want these people. I want all these. I want all these nefesh, and that's his job. Doesn't need rechush. He doesn't need that. Why did he let them go? What was his mistake? And for that he got 210 years of Golus Klal Yisrael. What was his mistake? So he says the mistake was that he thought he was going to make a Kiddush Hashem by not digging his heels in. You want that? Take what you want. I'm not going to be a tough Jew. I'm going to be easygoing. I'm going to be diplomatic. You take them. Says Rehenoch Lebowitz, you don't become diplomatic when it comes to Jewish souls. You have no right to do that. No, he could have made them into Geirim. That's the, you have no right to be diplomatic. You have no right to make a Kiddush Hashem. There's no place for Kiddush Hashem when it comes to doing Kiruv. There's no such thing. And his mistake was, Kiddush Hashem is more important than being bringing them to come to Hashchina. The Torah says, no, it isn't. No, it isn't. And for that, we've got 210 years of goddess, which is unbelievable.
Is that just simply because of Lot? Who said beyond Lot there were Jews?
No, but Nefesh Asher also b'choron that brought down. He made tens of thousands of geirim, Avram Avinu.
No, but I mean from when he was to return after the Milchama.
Tanya Hanefesh was all those people who were captured.
Okay.
Rashi says Hagufim Hashem Yishli. Yeah, that all the people should. So Kiddush Hashem has no place in that situation. And Rehenna Chlebowitz goes very, very sharp. If you want to look at it inside in Kedusha Halev. And he says, how many people think that it's more important in the Kaddish Shem Shemaim by sitting and learning and steiging in yeshiva and not going out and doing kiruv and encouraging people? Doesn't mean the whole time, but certainly involving other people in their learning. You know, give an example. You're sitting on a plane, and I've got my daf yomi, and I have my what I have to do, and I've got what to learn, and they're all wonderful things. They're all Kiddush Hashem, yeah. But you have an opportunity at a certain stage to speak to the fellow next to you who isn't eating kosher, who's clearly Jewish. You cannot imagine the opportunities one has, and one has an obligation to do so. I may not be very polite or gentlemanly. Again, clearly, I'm not joking. Yeah, there's ways and means of doing everything, and make that very, very clear. But express your friendship, express deep sincerity to him, and how important it is, Yiddishkeit, and don't imagine that you're going to be influenced by him. If you're really sincere, he describes how a person should do it, then you have nothing to worry about. It's a very, very fascinating piece. And he says, Kiruv ultimately is what establishes, it separates a Avram Avinu from everyone else. Ramesha Feinstein has a fascinating thing. Ramesha Feinstein says, HaKadosh spoke to him, and he says, Achad Varim Eile, Hashem says, Atira Avram Post Parak Tesvav, Anoichi Moginoch Sechorcha Harbe Mo'id. I'll give you a lot of schar. Listen to this. Vayoyma Avram Hashem Elikim, Matitili, what are you going to give me? Vanoichi Hoylech Ariri, I am childless. Uben Meshek Besi, who Meshek Eliezer, and the manager of my house is Eliezer. Why is Shkoyach Yashem promising me big schar, Shkoyach Harbe Mo'id? But I don't have children, I've got Meshek Eliezer. Next pasuk. V'yoyma Avram, Hein li lo nesata zeri, they haven't given me children. V'hinei ben Besi, Yorish Esi. And how's my, and who's going to be Yorish me? My manager. Says Ramosha, what is Avram Avinu saying in another pasuk they never said in the previous pasuk? He's saying to Avram, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I don't have children. It's Eliezer. Says the next pasuk, and I don't have children, and it's Eliezer. What's he saying? What's he repeating himself? What's he saying more in one pasuk than the other? So he says, Ramesha Feinstein says, that there's a conversation going on here between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Avram Avinu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Avram Avinu, you've done such wonderful things in life. Look how many people you have changed their deus, you've changed their minds, you've given them the correct perspective of Yiddishkeit, of monotheism. And your schar is tremendous. In Olam HaBa, you're going to get tremendous schar. And who do you have? Meshek Eliezer. Who's Meshek Eliezer? That's a Moshak. He was his Talmud, who was Doila Omashke Metalmud Oisharaboy. He doled out. He was a student of Avram Avinu. Eliezer, who was a chief student of Avram Avinu, he's going to be the one who will continue. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Avram Avinu, you know what? You're going to have a future. You have Eliezer. Says HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Avram Avinu says, who? Eliezer? Eliezer is going to be my... He's a Meshek. So Avram Avinu says to him, Uben Meshek Beisi Meshek Eliezer. He's Meshek Eliezer. He's going to be my. That's what you're talking about, Talmud. That's not what I want in Kiruv. But Yema Avram Hein Lila Nisati Zera. It doesn't. I don't want a Talmud. I don't want somebody who I've taught, and he goes along and teaches other people. What I want over here is a child. What's a child? A real continuation of my passion. A first-hand, a fired-up guy. That's what I want. I don't want a Talmud. I want a child. who's going to have the same amount of passion and enthusiasm as me, not somebody who learnt it from me and is continuing to teach over in a sterile situation environment what I've learned. That is not what I want. I need to have a child. That is what the koichas of that's only that's going to go over. Later on in the parasha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives an amazing nevuah, and the parasha talks about the Bris Ben Absarim, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to him. The pasuk says, that it made a bris ben absarim, and I'll just try and find the pasuk briefly. Vayikachle, he took an egel mishleshes, eid mishulshel, v'soyv v'gozal, he took all of it. And vayivasa oisam atovach, he cut them in the middle. Vayitan ish bisra likras re'ev esatzipor loy vosol. And he never separated the head of the bird. The Medrash brings down that the Kodesh Baruch Hu taught Avram Avinu all the halachas of korbanos of birds. A korban oila and a korban chatos. And a korban oila, you separate the head from the body. Korban chatos, you don't. All those halachas the Kodesh Baruch Hu taught him at that time. So Shimon Shvab asks, what is the importance of the idea that all the other kabbalists is split up and the head of this bird never split up? What's the idea behind it? And he goes into length and he explains from Rosham Shem Tol Hish that there's a difference between an oila that you don't need kapora for, tshuva works automatically, which is a tremendous amount of suffering, to a chatos that it doesn't suffer as much, where you need your head in order to make tshuva. In other words, a chatos is an example of tshuva that you need your head attached. You need to be able to think for yourself. Says HaKadosh Baruch to Avram Avinu, I am telling you that at the end of days, there's going to be something called a bird with its head attached that is going to make all the difference to the world. What's this bird with its head attached? Tshuva with people who think. Not people who have learnt it from their fathers. Not people who have been born FFBs, as it were. It's people, birds, who are thinking and they've changed their life around. Mashiach will come based on those birds who use their heads, based on korbanos who have an affiliation with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. So Rav Shimon Shvab said that it's an amazing phenomenon. He said he remembers years back there was one Baal Tshuva called Rav Nosson Birnbaum who became a Baal Tshuva. He said in his yeshiva there's one Baal Tshuva. Today it's incredible how many brave individuals change their life around by using their head. In the end of times, Rav Shimon Shkop was an ultra literature Rosh Yeshiva. Nobody can blame him of being, you know, this Kiruv backslapper. Yeah? He was a very, very literature. He says, the Gemara says, a fascinating Gemara. The Gemara says in Brachas, the Eschol Goy Godol, that's why we say Elokei Avram. This is parasha. Vavarechacho, that's why you say Elokei Yitzchok. Vagadlo Shemecho, Zeresh Oim Elokei Yaakov. In other words, you say Elokei Avram, Elokei Yitzchok, Elokei Yaakov. Yochol Yachosnu Mekulam, maybe at the end of the Baruch Hagan Avram, we should say Baruch Atah Hashem, Mogen Avram, Yitzchok Yaakov, Tamaloyma Veheyei Brocha, a singular, Bechoch Chosnu Leibahen. The Baruch of Elokei Avram, finish Elokei Avram, that's it. Not Mogen Avram, Mogen Yisrael, Mogen Yaakov, Mogen Avram. So he said, what's the idea behind it? So he said that Yiddishkeit is built with Avrams, people who have learnt things for themselves, with Yitzchoks and with Yaakovs, parents, grandparents, who are all worked out and they're taught with Chinuch. That is what Yiddishkeit is. But when it comes to the Chasima, when it comes to the very end of Golus, the Chokh Oismin, is going to be based on those people who made the choices themselves. The schus of those people who made the choices themselves, the bracha, Baruch Atah Hashem, Mogen Avram, is going to come from those people who have worked things out for themselves, who are the birds whose heads have not been disconnected. That is what's going to bring out the Mashiach. And that is the last posuk in the Novi. The last posuk of the Novi says, V'heishiv leiv ovei sabonim v'leiv bonim ala voisom. V'heishiv leiv ovei sabonim, Jil Tabi used to say, there used to be people used to go around in South Africa, Rapunovich Rav said, he used to go around in South Africa, and you'd go to a secular guy's house and you'd look on the wall and says, I'm not religious, but this is my grandfather. He was a rabbi, you know, he knew how to learn, right? He said, today, it's not as common. But what is common is you go to secular people and you come in a room and there's a there's a I don't know, there's an acoustic guitar there and a trumpet and a football picture and an art scroll chumash and an art scroll gemara. He says, I'm not religious, but my son's becoming religious. It's the first time in the phenomena of the history of the world of the heishiv leiv ovei sabon, it said meforoshim, that children will bring back their parents. It's never before happened. As we read this today, as children distance from their parents, gets worse and worse. The heishiv leiv ovis abonim alidei bonim. Parents will become from again through their children. That is the end of war. And that is how Klal Yisrael began its journey. From Avraham Avinu began with somebody who was focused on this particular point, and our very end of Mashiach days will come based on these people who are brave enough to make the changes and those people who are brave enough to go out and inspire them to make the changes.
You're teaching something contradictory to the rabbis.